This email has a spoken voice narrative, speaking head, audio media made available at https://realattireaudit@gruup.net/medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-off-care/disability-advocation-agent/main-news-media/. This email has a spoken voice narrative og. Comma, playtime 45 minutes. Date, July 17, 2024. 2. Fox 11 News, at, fnox.com. Viewer mail, at, newshour.org. News.tips, at, abc.com. Investigates, at, cbsnews.com. Tips, at, nbcuny.com. cnn.newscenter, at, cnn.com. Subject. Attention story pitch, gangstalking. My name is James Martin Driscoll and I live in San Bernardino, California. I wish more of the main media would cover in depth the genre of self-identified reporting known as being a targeted individual of gang stalking. https://www.milaw.questions.com/wit-is-gang-stalking.htm. This is a real thing and a real crime happening to thousands if not hundreds of thousands of people being victimized by this group mind behavior, mob mentality, against one another in our culture. The definition is simple. The reality of this is easy to understand. Criminal. What is gang stalking? Margaret Lippman. By Margaret Lippman. Updated June 4, 2024. Our promise to you. Read all. My Law Questions is dedicated to creating trustworthy, high-quality content that always prioritizes transparency, integrity, and inclusivity above all else. Our editorial standards ensure that our content creation and review process includes rigorous fact-checking, evidence-based, and continual updates to ensure accuracy and reliability. Gangstalking, a term that describes the orchestrated harassment and intimidation by a collective against an individual or smaller group, is a disturbing phenomenon with real-world implications. According to the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health, stalking affects 6-7.5 million people in the U.S. each year, with a subset potentially experiencing the group-based tactics characteristic of gang stalking. While comprehensive statistics on gang stalking specifically are elusive, its impact can be profound, leading to severe psychological distress. Laws vary by jurisdiction, with some states classifying gang stalking as a felony, reflecting its seriousness. Understanding what gang stalking is crucial for recognizing its signs and providing support to those affected. On the National Institutes of Health there are 3 research finding papers on the subject of gang stalking demonstrating that the phenomena is real. https://www.nkbnlm.nigrub/pmc7178134/. As a library, NLM provides access to scientific literature. Inclusion in an NLM database does not imply endorsement of, or agreement with, the contents by NLM or the National Institutes of Health. Learn more, PMC Disclaimer PMC Copyright Notice. Logo of IGERF. ITJ Enviro's Public Health. 2020 APR, 17, 7, 2506, published online 2020 April 6, doi, 10.3390/IGERF17072506. PMC ID. PMC 7178134. PMID 32268595. The Phenomenology of Group Stalking, Gang-Stalking, A Content Analysis of Subjective Experiences. Lorraine Sheridan, 1, David V. James, 2 and Jaden Roth, 1. You will find the statements made in this April 2020 release contradicts and reversed a 2015 paper on the subject by the exact same authors. Failure to recall the 2015 paper remains controversial and does great harm in misidentifying what gang stalking is in reality to those affected. 2015. https://signet.org/2015-44283-003. Complaints of group-stalking, gang-stalking, an exploratory study of their nature and impact on complainants. Export Anti Mylist Email Print Share. Cited by 11. Journal Article Database, APASIC Info. Sheridan, Lorraine P. James, David V. Citation. Sheridan, L.P., and James, D.V., 2015. Complaints of Group-Stalking, Gang-Stalking, an Exploratory Study of Their Nature and Impact on Complainants. Journal of Forensic Psychiatry and Psychology, 26, 5, 601-623. https://.org/10.1080/14789949/2015/10548577. Let us compare the paper's statements. In 2015, this was said. An anonymous questionnaire was completed online by self-defined victims of stalking. 1,040 respondents met research definitions for stalking, of which 128, 12.3%, reported group-stalking. 120-8 individually stalked cases were randomly selected as a comparison group. All cases of reported group-stalking were found likely to be delusional, compared with 3.9% of individually stalked cases. But in April of 2020, this was placed to conclusions of the new position paper's findings. 3. Results. 3.1. Length of stalking. None of the writers of the narratives described their experiences as having ended. All 50 authors stated or implied that they had been gang-stalked for lengthy periods of time. For example, one mentioned being seen by 7 psychologists during the period of being targeted. Another described having been targeted whilst living in 3 different countries. The shortest case was described as having begun in the last few months and the longest as continuing for more than 22 years. 3.3. Categories of experience of gang-stalking. 20-4 categories of experience were identified in the 50 accounts of self-identified victims of gang-stalking. These are set out in Table 1, together with the proportions describing them. Given that the purpose of the study was to elucidate the phenomena constituting subjects' experiences of being gang-stalked, each category is illustrated in the table using descriptions from the case accounts. Spelling errors in the accounts have been corrected to aid comprehension. The most frequently experienced categories concern being physically followed and/or surveilled, 94%, or being the target of a conspiracy, 80%. 2/3 claimed that they were subject to physical interference, intimidation, and harassment. Table 1. Content analysis of self-defined gang-stalking victims' accounts according to their subjective experiences. Category/code, frequency, percentage of victim responses. Exemplar quotes. 1. Physical surveillance/being followed, 47, 94%. Some were following me when I went to restroom or cafe. Some people jumped on me while I was walking along corridors of the office building and pretended like accidents. I also would be followed to the library by people wearing disguises, elaborate, not just a wig and glasses, sometimes dressed as other races even, makeup and all. Lately the following has gotten so extreme that cars tailgate with drivers openly speaking into walkie-talkies, and at supermarkets where individuals with heavy-duty black earpieces saunter up to my shopping carts and note what I am purchasing and walk away. Followed by on-the-job criminal investigation, followed on foot/cur, by police officers. The perps who follow me around are trying to make me believe I'm being hunted/eaten by hybrid chimps and gorillas. As I drive down the road, multiple cars will start up and follow me. 2. Victim of a conspiracy, by multiple agencies, 40, 80%. I believe that it is the government that is behind it all with the help of the local police and other local agencies. People are spied on. Fusion centers, red squads, police and sheriffs, people recruited by Homeland Security through Craigslist videos, people paid by the FBI stipends, people with clearances. It's true, the stalking is non-stop, round the clock, world-wide, controlled and manipulated by police and every doctor, every shop, every store, every neighbor, while all the actor friends turn away loving me to be attacked. Most or all of the websites for targets appear false to me, With disinformation galore and trolls writing misleading articles and attacking people trying to communicate. Police cars, army trucks, navy and air force vehicles show up more often when I go out. When I was bullied at my previous company, some police cars flew at me for no reason for a mile or two. However, I am not exactly sure who are at the top. They could be some powerful people. Or it could be rogue elements of intelligence agencies around the world. And there's a wonderful feeling in achieving a result against an enemy who has everything on their side, from the police, councils, MI5, government and all those normal people from all walks of life. Who funds this crap? Are you sitting down? Do you have an ability to see beyond the obvious? If not, you are wasting my valuable time. Here is the list. Insurance companies, government agencies which include law enforcement, military, disability companies, workers' compensation, pharmaceutical companies, very rich individuals that have a vested or non-vested interest in another individual, CIA, FBI, Homeland Security, terrorist cells, to name a few. 3. Physical interference, intimidation and harassment, 33.66%. Some of the harassment tactics are strangers blocking my way using grocery carts, invading my personal space, cutting me off while I was walking or driving. These last months, I have seen my stalkers become extremely aggressive. I have been forced off the road numerous times while driving my cars. I have had cars come straight at me, making it appear they are creating a head-on collision to scare me. I have been drugged, set up, harassed, mobbed, pestered, bumped into, bullied. I mean, at least 50 people are involved just watching me going to and from work, shining lights in my face. All the cars running into each other to harass me. The cars run into each other practically running over people to get to me. It's so nice to be so popular. And every day now they are knocking it on me in the street and in all the stores, bothering me and pushing me with their hands always. 4. Establishment cover dash up, 32.64%. The authorities finance, protect and organize the stalkers, and the media blank any coverage of it. Don't ever think of going to any authority because it is known at the highest levels and veiled. All the big organizations are part of it and they all cover it up. You name them, I will tell you. FBI, NRA, CIA. I just found out the Food Safety and Inspection Service are part of this. They have infiltrated all levels and that is why they can hide their actions. I need to be fast as they will wipe this more or less as I type, but some examples I will offer. All government departments, all media, airlines, US Air Force, the medical establishments, banks, large stores, companies who make weapons. I think that the Department of Justice is the main agency behind the cover-up. 5. Electronic surveillance, 30.60%. The residence I live in was electronically bugged or I was put under audio and visual surveillance. Furthermore, to be stalked 24/7 by electronic devices, harass and invade my space and privacy rights. Further, to monitor by surveillance, use chemicals, energy to exploit me behind the scenes. I have been a victim of 24/7 covert electronic surveillance. That's when the residence I live in was electronically bugged or I was put under audio and visual surveillance inside a so-called home I live in. Irradiating people with a satellite and over-horizon radar grid which is through all interferometry to scan/specialist assault/mind control, etc. 6. Targeted by noise, 22.44%. Sometimes it is hard to sleep because of noise harassment. Sometimes I actually use earplugs when I go to bed. As I write this, the persecution is happening to me right now, via noise techniques, gang-stalkers living as wall-sharing neighbors, timed door-slamming, coughs, laughs, toilet flushing. I am studying in school and numerous noise campaigns happen. The same sound is being heard since 20 years in different homes, different cities, and different states. The whole day this tone is used at different times in a characteristic manner. Sometimes every 5 minutes, sometimes continuously, sometimes loudly. Using codified noise references during my OrgSMS, simple messaging system, as an inference of threat of physical torture. Noise and mimicking campaigns. Disrupting the target's life, sleep with loud power tools, construction, stereos, doors slamming, etc. Talking in public about private things in the target's life. Mimicking actions of the target. Basically, letting the target know that they are in the target's life. Daily interferences, nothing that would be too over to the untrained eye, but psychologically degrading and damaging to the target over time. In my case, I have not noticed this since London is quite noisy anyway and I know whom to contact after years of working for local authorities the moment a perp attempts this tactic. For a time, pebbles were thrown over the roof of my house in the middle of the night until I installed CCTV cameras. 7. Being remotely controlled / mind control, 20-40%. People have no idea of just how far advanced the authorities are in mind control methods and the means they have to apply it. I have been a victim of 24/7 covert electronic surveillance, psychological harassment, manipulation and mind control. They are fully able to take control of everyone's thought processes. They did it in Nazi Germany and it is happening here right now. They cover you in chemtrails and you can't scrub them off even using vitamin scrubs and these then allow them to take control of your mind and your thoughts. The mind control tactics are highly sophisticated, and they have orders that make you see reflections of yourself. They insert thoughts and ideas and it took me a while to work out that these were not my thoughts, not my own ideas. 8. Subject to electronic hacking, 19-38%. All my passwords, emails, logins, basically all my private info is compromised. The perps hack into not only my telephones but all the cell phones of my family members too in order to obtain information about my travel plans so that they can arrange people at strategic locations to demonstrate street theater in which well-rehearsed live dramas takes place. My computer has been hijacked, mobile and land phone. My ex-husbands and my cell phones were cloned. The gang-stalkers have followed me to a friend's house and hacked my cell phone to listen to the conversation inside and put my mother's number on it as if she'd called. She hadn't. After hours of researching again, tonight I somehow found myself here. I had to register to post this comment, but before I got my email to confirm, they had already changed my password. They are that quick and that proficient. 9. Victimized as part of a global phenomenon, 19-38%. Also, I think this is a collaborative work of intelligence agencies around the world. This global program is real and just because it's not happening to them doesn't mean that it's not happening at all. The government know and this is not a theory, there's evidence globally past and present. They run the world, all the people in power are them. I have many instances, and so do thousands of others around the world. 10. Physical ailments as a direct result of gang-stalking, 18-36%. Skin is peeling off, my scalp has been burned quite a few times. I have been poisoned, diarrhea for 7 days straight until I was able to get medicine. There were many nights that I was gassed and electrocuted and I did not think I would live long enough to see the daylight hours the next morning. So much gamma rays and irradiation pumped around me and it hurts. I have undergone extreme poisoning within my home. My body literally has been shocked more times than I can count. The most occurrences happen when I try to go to sleep at night. Sleep deprivation is, I am assuming, one of their favorite punishments. My skull has been fried and replaced with who knows what. At one time, I could barely leave my house because of the melting feeling in my head. They constantly play with my heart as if it is a beanbag and it has also been subjected to their very joyful shock treatment. Sometimes I cannot even feel a heartbeat. The feeling of it being removed and replaced was the eeriest feeling of my life. Once they removed it, I could not feel any part of my body and the ceiling darkened as if I were really dying until they decidedly plugged it back in. I have undergone consistent harassment. I have also undergone constant pressure to my head as if it is being squeezed. Even while driving. They hijacked my neurons and it made them ache. You can't have poison and electronic interference at these levels without physical trauma as consequence. I haven't been able to breathe outdoors for years. That's how it all started. I woke up drowning in mucus every night for 4-1/2 years. When I go outside, even for only a minute, the chemtrail toxins stick to me like a magnet and the smell is so strong I'd have to scrub the hell out of my skin to get it off. 11. Targeted by slander / gossip, 17-34%. This is done via slander campaigns and lies. For example, People in the target's community are told that the target is a thief, into drugs, a prostitute, pedophile, crazy, in trouble for something, needs to be watched. False files will even be produced on the target, shown to neighbors, family, storekeepers. Attempts of this had been made against me with limited success. Often people who know me or individuals at places I frequent have given me CCTV footage or descriptions of the perpetrators who try to slander me. Slowly they were able to turn many people against me by spreading all sorts of lies and rumors. More and more people are trying to cause accidents around me. People at work almost seem bipolar, one minute they are friendly, the next they are telling lies about me to many people. If any man starts to go on about the slander about you, because there always is, just walk away. It is the non-stop constant lies all about my life and they are telling to everyone I am seeing. 12. Reinterpretation of past events in the light of the gang-stalking experiences. 17. 34%. I remember those strange occurrences, they didn't give me a sense years ago, but now I'm able to fix the mosaic. Now, I think back and I think he may have just been saying it so he could carry on with what he was doing. I left the city because of the suffocation problems, because I thought it was just pollution, but now I know better. I had been bullied at many different places. I thought they all happened because of my fault or I was just unlucky. Now I know that my perpetrators have been denying my basic human rights for years. They have been sabotaging all my opportunities. They have been ruining my personal/social/dating relationships. They have been doing lots of evil acts. They have been trying to push me into the lowest level of the social ladder. All along I had doubted myself and then I had a revaluation, series of revelations/evaluations, that enabled me to see they had been running things this way for me. 13. Subject to clandestine, unauthorized entry to home. 17. 34%. I've had people coming into my house when I'm not home. Even when I'm home. Take nothing. Move a couple things around is all. My attic space always looked different each time I'd go up into it. At this time, I started noticing strange things happening inside the residence I was living in, my home. Personal things started showing signs of having been gone through by someone. My books, personal papers, journals, etc., had pages folded, were marked in various places or in some cases were actually missing. Now I can't even leave my house because as soon as I am home they are all talking, and then they are inside going through all my personal papers and moving my undergarments. And they will enter your premises and move things and alter things to just let you know they have been there. Every time I went to the store, the network was inside my bathroom. They have this crazy need to check my cabinets and I can hear them whispering, "She is coming home, let's leave." 14. Vandalism MS, simple messaging system, / theft of personal property. 16. 32%. Wires of my car were badly damaged while it was at a garage overnight. One of the first incidences was finding items ruined that I couldn't explain. My vehicle has been broken into and vandalized. They are all about causing property damage and bugging cars. My car broken into. The locks to my house door punched out. My screen windows cut in order to gain access. The list goes on and on. Breaking up my dog kennel was one of the final straws. 15. Police is part of the conspiracy. 16. 32%. The police turn a blind eye. A state police helicopter would hover over the library and then follow me home. Even when this was done directly in front of police, in their plain sight, they, too, upon my approaching them would pretend like they did not see it. I believe that it is the government that is behind it all with the help of the local police and other local agencies. The truth is that illegal surveillance and illegal police stings are taking place. Plus, let's not forget about government watch lists that are being sent to your local law enforcement. The list can also be a local law enforcement list. And now the local police department has gotten involved. They are constantly following me. Not pulling me over and ticketing me for anything, just following me just about every day. 16. Neighbors as part of the conspiracy. 13. 26%. The electronic harassment and everything else comes from your neighbors. Since 2012 I began to find out some of the people, neighbors I've known all my life were involved. My neighbors started to harass me in various ways. One on right above my apartment started jumping on the floor at night. Another one banged my wall while I was sleeping. Some neighbors frequently slammed the doors. As I have stated, some of my neighbors are gang stalking me. I ended up in tears this morning after another argument with perp neighbors. But certainly, many of my neighbors, not all, are involved, now. 17. Family and friends of victim also targeted, 13, 26%. Far too many of my own friends are being slandered and attacked in this manner to ignore this now. My best friend has now suffered threats, harassment at work and through his landlord. He has had cars driving around him, the same way they do me. He has had strangers outside his house and look into his flat, with me as witness. Some neighbors now hate him. Everything that has happened to me, only in a less intense way. My family and friends have been harassed and stalked as well, also extended family. Their cars have been tampered with. There have been third-party attempts to monitor their credit card spending. Then, during the night they entered the home and left objects for me to find to let me know my friend was in danger. Recently when a relative died, I got 3 blocked calls that day which leads me to believe they are cyber-stalking my family. My dad has been a target for decades. My grandpa, dad's dad, was a Freemason. Dad said grandpa got shot in the chest with some sort of weapon and died from a heart attack. 18. Voice-to-skull, or V2K, transmission. A widespread belief among targeted individuals that mind-control technologies, based on microwave signals, are used to transmit sounds and thoughts directly into their heads. 13, 26%. They automate the V2K. It is repetitive and constant. It is comprised entirely of insults and instructions to go, get out, you better get out of here, dead, you're in trouble and out. Over and over and over. V2K is speaking from a man on the business end of it for 4 years now, the most insidious evil technology ever concocted. I've also been brainwashed via V2K in the past, to believe, alien species, that is, insectorpedes, anthropods and huge arachnids are going to eat me. It gets scary at times because if you hear something for so long it starts to affect you. I hear the voices of people who interrogate me and maltreat and torture me around the clock. See, I become aware of this only the past 12 years since they started to jibber me voice to skull and gang dash stalk me. 19. Familia slash friends as part of the conspiracy, 12, 24%. All my family is in on it, as your own family will be. You can't trust anyone. My family participates in this horrendous low-life crime against all decent men and women. My fiancé of 8 years was turned and now I am alone. Next thing you know, family members and friends are cutting all ties with me. They do not want to speak, they will not tell me why, and they will not explain what their decision is based upon. My only weapon is going forward and expose them, Swiss government slash town of Zurich slash churches of Zurich, my own family and their friends. 20. Control and surveillance devices implanted into body. 12. 24%. They inject nano microchips in the vagina and make circuit boards there with them. I consider myself lucky in one way, if I can say that. I was surgically mutilated more than 30 years ago, and I think that since then the implants in me loosened up a little bit. I went to sauna, went to barrow dash chamber and did many crazy things in desperation. I am curious about how a person like myself might get into contact with someone who can help to remove implanted devices, evaluate for implanted devices and also to network with others to take a proactive approach to halt this sort of thing. I damaged the nano-dash cameras in my eyes by stretching the eyelid. I did the right thing. Be careful not to damage your eyes if you do the same. They are building cyborg-dash techniques inside of me. I don't know how, but they are doing it wireless. 21. Physical attacks. 11. 22%. I have been physically slash sexually attacked by 4 men over the course of my gang stalking. I have undergone extreme poisoning within my home. My body literally has been shocked more times than I can count. The most occurrences happen when I try to go to sleep at night. Sleep deprivation is, I am assuming, one of their favorite punishments. My skull has been fried and replaced with who knows what. My scalp has been burned quite a few times. I have been poisoned, diarrhea for 7 days straight until I was able to get medicine. There were many nights that I was gassed and electrocuted, and I did not think I would live long enough to see the daylight hours the next morning. Oh yes, they beat me with hard sticks. I have the bruises, I am in pain. 22. Producing evidence of gang-stalking fails to persuade authorities to intervene. 10, 20%. I have 7 psychologists who already evaluated me, confirming I was gang-stalked. However, I have spoken to police officers who freely admit they know what's happening in their area. This proves it's a very real experience, not down to medication in any way. I have tons of pics of them doing it. No matter how much evidence I produced, it would be ignored and the attacks would be increased. Photographs and car registration numbers, amongst other privately collected evidence, has been submitted to my local police CID office. Thousands of pieces of evidential material are in my possession. But for what good? They are all part of it, so I can't show anyone. 23. Medical practitioners as part of conspiracy. 10, 20%. So, over a 2-year period, I was taken from my home in handcuffs 4 times and finally diagnosed as, you guessed it, paranoid schizophrenic. To be labeled as delusional has ruined me. The psychiatric cabal got what they wanted. I was sick of hearing voices. I thought I might be able to report it and get somewhere back to a normal life. Wrong. They put me into a mental ward and I stayed for 3 weeks. And I was the one put into the institution, and that is sick, sick. Then they Diana said me is mentally ill for their profit. 24. Complained that they didn't know why they were being stalked. 8, 16%. I clearly don't know why they targeted me at the first place. But why would you make a single woman with 2 children suffer to that extreme, especially if you have had no personal relationship with them? Can we say personal vendetta to the maximus? Grudges should never run that deep. I just want to know why. I always wondered, why did they hate me so much? Sometimes I cry because of it. I have no idea what started it all and why. Going back to the 2 other NAIDOC.gov papers on the subject of gang stalking. https://www.nkbnlm.gov/tickler/pmc7980115/. As a library, NLM provides access to scientific literature. Inclusion in an NLM database does not imply endorsement of, or agreement with, the contents by NLM or the National Institutes of Health. Learn more, PMC Disclaimer, PMC Copyright Notice. Logo of Jmer. JMed Internet Res. 2021 MAR, 23, 3, E25722. Published online 2021 March 5th, boy. 10.2196/25722. PMC ID, PMC 7980115. PMID, 33666560. Linguistic analysis of online communication about a novel persecutory belief system, gang stalking, mixed methods study. Monitoring editor, Rita Q. Kafka. Reviewed by Jun Wen Tan. Andrew Lustig, MD, MSc, corresponding author, Match Media Subjects, #1, #2, Gavin Brooks, PhD, Match Media Subjects, #3, and Daniel Hunt, Match Media Subjects, #4. Results. The Gang Stalking Forum served as a site of discursive contest between 2 opposing worldviews. One is that gang stalking is a widespread, insidious, and centrally coordinated system of persecution employing community members, figures of authority, and state actors. This was the dominant discourse in the study corpus. The opposing view is a medicalized discourse supporting gang stalking as a form of mental disorder. Contributors used linguistic practices such as presupposition, nominalization, and the use of specialized jargon to construct gang stalking as real and external to the individual affected. Although contributors generally rejected the notion that they were affected by mental disorder, in some instances, they did label others in the forum as impacted/affected by mental illness if their accounts were deemed to be too extreme or bizarre. Those affected demonstrated a concern with accumulating evidence to prove their position to incredulous others. Conclusions. The study found that contributors to the study corpus accomplished a number of tasks. They used linguistic practices to co-construct an internally coherent and systematized persecutory belief system. They advanced a position that gang stalking is real and contested the medicalizing discourse that gang stalking is a form of mental disorder. They supported one another by sharing similar experiences and providing encouragement and advice. Finally, they commiserated over the challenges of proving the existence of gang stalking. Keywords: internet, discourse analysis, psychosis, delusions, linguistics, language, online discourse, corpus linguistics, computer-mediated communication, schizophrenia, e-health. https://www.nkbnlmnigrup/tnkslpmc8569537/. JMIR MetHealth. 2021 October, 8, 10, E30311. Published online 2021 October 21st, doi, 10.2196/30311. PMCID, PMC8569537 PMID, 34673523. Social Semiotics of Gang Stalking Evidence Videos on YouTube, Multimodal Discourse Analysis of a Novel Persecutory Belief System. Monitoring Editor, Gunther Eisenbach. Reviewed by Shahzad Ashraf. Andrew Lustig, MD, MSc, Corresponding Author Match Media Subjects #1 Gavin Brooks, PhD, Match Media Subjects #2 and Daniel Hunt, Match Media Subjects #3. Results. TIs accomplished several social and interpersonal tasks in the videos. They constructed their own identity as subjects of persecution and refuted the notion that they suffered from mental illness. They also cultivated positive ambient affiliation with viewers of the videos but manifested hostility toward people who appeared in the videos. They made extensive use of multimodal deixis to generate salience and construe the gang stalking belief system. The act of filming itself was a source of conflict and served as a self-fulfilling prophecy. Filming was undertaken to neutrally record hostility directed toward video bloggers. However, the act of filming precipitated the very behaviors that they set out to document. Finally, the act of filming was also regarded as an act of resistance and empowerment by vloggers. Conclusions. These data provide insight into a novel persecutory belief system. Interpersonal concerns are important for people affected, and they construe others as either sympathetic or hostile. They create positive ambient affiliation with viewers. We found that vloggers use multimodal deixis to illustrate the salience of the belief system. The videos highlighted the Derridean concept of difference, wherein the meaning of polysemous signifiers is differed without definitive resolution. This may be important in communicating with people and patients with persecutory belief systems. Clinicians may consider stepping away from the traditional true/false dichotomy endorsed by psychiatric classification systems and focus on the ambiguity in semiotic systems generally and in persecutory belief systems specifically. Keywords: internet, discourse analysis, psychosis, delusion, semiotics, linguistics, computer-mediated communication, schizophrenia, e-health, video, communication, YouTube, social media, discourse, mental health. An introduction video on what appears to be higher involvement of our government who are using electronic surveillance against targeted individuals is https://youtube.com/watch/c=hck-xd3n1rkxbs-nvykmsjepdy-and-feature=youtube. Be. Military wife woman reveals thought balloon sign national security agency astonished face our gang stalkers match media subjects #turdedded individuals match media subjects #2024. 148 views, 9 days ago targeted individual. What kind of country is this anyway? We need answers and the main media is not providing an avenue of thoughtful caring discussion on the abuse that is happening in a wide scale. Will you check in on the full NIG.gov papers in the YouTube video and get back to me that you will be conducting a full-scale investigation on what is happening? Once reading the papers, go to this pro-mental illness stance article posted by @psychunseen Dr. Joseph Pierre and read it close to where he quotes and misapplies Dr. Sheridan's position in her NIG.gov presentation paper. What a crock of shit that Dr. Pierre gets away with this academic maliciousness malfeasance. https://www.psychologytoday.com, a well-respected monthly magazine format publication resource for persons seeking mental health advice, therapist, and doctor referrals, founded in 1967. Psychology Today is America's Match Media Subjects #1 media source in its field, found on Twitter, at PsychToday, //psych/unseen/200/2010/gang/stalking/real/life/harassment/or/textbook/paranoia. Real-life harassment or textbook paranoia? Part 1, The Paranoid Reality of Targeted Individuals. Posted October 20, 2020. Reviewed by Ekuhagen. There is an obvious bias introduced by Dr. Pierre in his Psychology Today article when you realize the content of both Dr. Lorraine Sheridan's research papers. Reading carefully of Dr. Pierre in his full three-part article, you will notice a bias in his statements made. Article dated October 2020, 6 months after Lorraine Sheridan's NIDA.gov paper. In 2015, doctors Lorraine Sheridan and David James conducted an analysis of 128 responses to a survey about stalking that similarly concluded that 100% of cases involving gang stalking by multiple coordinated individuals reflected paranoid delusions. In contrast, only 4% of those reporting stalking by a single individual were deemed to be delusional. 0.3 In both of these studies, gang stalking claims were attributed to paranoia because they defied credulity, often due to the sheer amount of resources or level of coordinated organization that would be necessary to carry out what was claimed. Part 2 of his three-part article has this notation credit. 2. Sheridan L., James D.V., Roth J. The Phenomenology of Group Stalking, Gang-Stalking, A Content Analysis of Subjective Experiences. International Journal of Environmental Research in Public Health 2020, 17. 2506. If that is the case, this paragraph appears for Dr. Lorraine's 2020 research, which supersedes the 2015 opinion. Conclusions. The experience of being gang-stalked appears to be a widespread phenomenon that has been subject to little scientific examination. The current study provides a preliminary description of the phenomena involved that was produced by a methodology that did not incorporate pre-conceived assumptions. This provides a foundation upon which further research could be built. It also serves to confirm the harmful effects of the gang-stalking experience upon sufferers, first set out in the only other study available. 5. These findings constitute a potent reason why gang-stalking should be regarded as an important subject for study. Whilst it was important to adopt a methodology that allowed the phenomena constituting the experience of gang-stalking to emerge de novo, it would now be appropriate to conduct studies of cases based upon specific questions in order to gain a clearer idea of the proportion of sufferers who experience each category of phenomenon, as the main categories have now been elucidated and the core phenomena described. This is because higher proportions are likely to be elicited through direct questioning than were found by studying internet descriptions. Finally, whilst this study has described the core phenomena of the gang-stalking experience, the question remains as to whether gang-stalking is a single phenomenon or represents several overlapping phenomena, each with its own defining pattern of experiences. 5. Sheridan L., James D.V. Complaints of Group-Stalking, Gang-Stalking, An Exploratory Study of Their Nature and Impact on Complainants. J. Forensic Psychiatry Cycle. 2015, 26, 1-23. Doi 10.1080/1478999492015105487. Crossref, Google Scholar. You can't have it both ways. This article of Dr. Pierre needs to be retracted and applied for the academic malfeasance. The fact that only the 2015 opinions are concluded by Dr. Pierre of Psychology Today's article on this subject and not the revisions conducted by these same authors and posted to a different research library in 2020 are not reflected in Dr. Pierre's writing on this subject. This is highly questionable to the bias and continued confusion Dr. Pierre intends on maintaining. We need a clarified position from better informed news media investigations to set the record straight. Until then, Gang stalking is being documented by self-identified persons known as targeted individuals of gang stalking. Thank you. I, James Martin Driscoll, have been a targeted individual of gang stalking since I first noticed a maladjusted community cultural effect and started documenting my side of life upon internet domain spaces in June of 2005. Still, there is no true clarity about what all this means for Americans who are being targeted such as I have. To derailment of a multitude of several public housing tenancies under HOP was HUD subsidized housing. My life has been ruined by these forces. See quoted Google search. https://www.google.com/SARC/Q=%22 governors+of+gangstalking%22. The governors of gang stalking.